is Will Tinkin.
Thanks for listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. And here's your host, JT Foreman.
Good job, dude. Can I have a high five?
Yes.
Good job. That's really nice.
Thank you very much, William. I am JT Foreman. Hey, you got to go. All right, take care. Have a good night. You know, I'm really surprised that kid's parents let him come out this late.
Hey, it's a furlough day, dude. They're getting out of school tomorrow. They can do whatever they want.
Well, it's like 18 to 10, and, you know, he's only 4 years old, and this isn't the best neighborhood in the world. So I'm really surprised. But you know what? Kevin Tinkin, it's his kid.
Let's be honest. This is Fresno. Fresno isn't the best neighborhood in the world.
That's true.
It's not really much better places you could take them at this time of night.
That's a good point. Well, hello. I am JT Foreman. Welcome to episode 63 of Bitter Comics.
Holy
I'm here with
crap.
My kid. Yeah, 63.
63 episodes.
Yes, I've been doing this for almost 2 years now. Can you believe that?
Man, I'm just honored to be here, JT. I got to tell you, you've got to be probably the longest running podcast in the Valley.
And probably.
I am so looking forward to the show getting started and then going home and listening to it.
I hope you do go home and listen to it, because then that means I'll know we have at least one listener.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will double your listenership just by going home and listening to it, okay? Because then there'll be you and me. And
that's right.
Twice as many people that listened to it last week.
You know, so actually, as narcissistic as this is, I actually do listen to all the episodes of my podcast.
Really?
Yes, I do. For a couple of reasons. One is quality control.
Of absolutely.
Course, I want to listen to it, see if I made any mistakes. I know I say way too much, and I listen to it to try to really pay attention.
You need to knock it off.
Just so I can beat myself up over
if
it.
If I hear Roddy, I'm going to reach across this table and smack you. I'm telling you that right now.
I'm
going to reach across the broadcast booth and smack you. Okay? So.
Dude, this is a folding table I bought for $20 at Target.
Okay? They can't see that here, okay? You are in the Greenery Studios.
You know what,
Greenery, what's the name of your apartments?
Greenery Apartments.
Greenery
I'm at
Studios.
Greenery Studios on Kings Canyon in Clovis, California.
Thank you.
That's right. No, actually, we're in Fresno.
Shut up. Clovis, it's nicer. It gives you more status.
You know what? I grew up in Clovis. Clovis is not nicer. It's redneckier,
again,
but it's not nicer. It's
radio,
whiter.
They can't see that
it's
out there.
It's not nicer. It's whiter.
In radio really land, Clovis is beautiful, okay? Now, from the Greenery Studios in Clovis, California.
From the Greenery Studios in Clovis, California.
Okay, now hush. Now, shut up a second. Now, this is going to be next week's intro. From the Greenery Studios in Clovis, California, JT Foreman.
Thank you. Hello, and welcome to episode 63 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I'm here with my good friend, Mike. It doesn't get much worse.
Okay, I'll take that. Can we go back and edit out the good friend part, though, if that's okay with you?
It's going to ruin your reputation.
Yeah, really. Please.
I'm sorry about that.
Go back and bleep that out.
Beep. I will. Beep. All right.
Awesome. How are you, JT?
Good. Hey, I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, you got a girlfriend, and you don't have time for me anymore, that's how that works out.
I have someone touching my pee-pee once in a while. It's really nice.
Yeah. And you don't have to pay for it, though.
Yeah, that's true.
As much.
Well, actually, I think it's more expensive.
See the difference between a whore and a girlfriend? Girlfriends take credit cards.
Well, actually, okay, here's the difference between a whore and a girlfriend.
Go ahead.
The whore makes you give them money.
Okay.
The girlfriend makes you spend money on improving yourself.
Right. And them.
And them.
And them.
Yes.
See, you pay a whore so she'll go home in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. you don't
pay
the whore to
so
come
she'll
over.
Come back.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't pay a whore so that she'll come over. You pay her so that she'll leave.
Exactly.
I don't remember where I first heard that, but I have heard it many, many times.
I'm sure it's
many,
a movie out
people.
There that was, you know, wonderfully written by Kevin Smith or something.
Probably. Well, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week.
Uh-oh, what'd you do
And
now?
Actually, I had to forego the apology segment last episode because I had that extra special super episode at the comedy show at the Sick Lounge in Visalia last week.
Oh, so hold on. Because it was a special event, you didn't get to apologize?
No, I just didn't have time. Okay, I'll be honest with you.
You always make room to say I'm sorry.
I forgot to bring the list of apologies with me when I went to Visalia.
So poor planning, insensitivity, lack of apologies.
Pretty much.
This is why you were alone for so long. You knock it off or you'll be alone again.
I thought I was alone for so long due to lack of self-esteem.
That probably had a lot to do with it also.
And really low income.
But, you know, and that led to the apologies. But, you know, these heartfelt apologies do help. Yeah. Okay, they do.
An irregular bathing schedule.
Yeah, you definitely want to fix that.
I fixed that.
Which explains why your shower is so clean. Okay, good deal.
That's right. Wait a second. Well, wait a second. That's something I don't understand. Why do showers get dirty?
Well, because that's where
all the dirt goes. By definition, they should be clean all the time.
No. When you use them, you're dirty. Where do you think the dirt goes?
Well, yeah, but you know,
your towel on the other hand.
Okay, so if I clean myself
right
off, then I should just stand there and let the water continue to run for a couple minutes, and then I'll never have to clean this.
Take your filthy ass out of the shower and let it run for 10 minutes. Okay. Then you should be okay. That should run all the other stuff. But following your logic, your towel, on the other hand, should always be clean.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it might get wet or damp, but it should never get dirty.
I will remember that.
Don't waste any more laundry quarters on towels.
Okay, I'll never wash a towel ever again.
That's right.
They'll be able to like lean them in the corner of the bathroom instead of hanging them over.
Exactly. Yeah, you won't need a towel rack anymore. You can just prop them up in the corner. You're good to go.
Prop them up in the corner. Good to go. That's absolutely right. Well, we begin with our apologies. Let me try that again.
Okay, you're beginning with an apology.
Begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week. Now, as I said, I missed last week's apology for episode 62.
Right.
So I'm going to be apologizing for episode 61 now, which is the episode where I had William Lushbaugh as a guest on the show. I know you're familiar with William.
Yes,
William.
I know William.
Well, he pulled out his penis at Ty Palms.
I heard and then got banned about that.
And then decided to move to San Francisco, which is apparently a moot decision because Ty Palms closed like 3 days later.
So he can move back then? Or?
I guess so. I guess he can move back now because the place that banned him is no longer in existence.
Well, I mean, if you want to flash your penis.
They banned him from Fresno.
If you want to flash your penis, I mean, San Francisco is the place to be.
Well, that's true. In fact, I did a lot of crappy gay jokes during that episode because he was moving to San Francisco.
Okay.
Not the least of which was that he was moving there so that other people could explore his sexuality.
Awesome.
See, I like when you take a joke and you just kind of reverse it.
Yeah, that's good.
People think you're clever and you're just making shit.
Talking.
All exactly. I did was take the joke, write it down, and hold it up in the mirror. That's all I did. And people are amazed.
I'm not amazed. But, I mean, hey, I'm glad others are. That's all that matters.
Okay. Well, it's like the dude in Mystery Men. You know, you remember the guru kind of teacher dude?
Yeah.
He's like, if you question what you learn, all you learn is how to question.
Yes, very good.
It's just every single thing he said, and then
wow, I can't believe
everyone else is like, wow.
You latched on to a line from a B movie and decided to live your life that way.
I love that
fantastic.
Movie. Awesome.
That's great.
I based my movie on that life. I based my life on that movie. Now.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
In fact, I walk around dark alleys and throw bowling balls at people now.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that for an instant. I really don't. I know there's no silverware in your drawers either. So now is your apology for the gay jokes, or what is your apology?
No. Well, these apologies are for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things that I said. So
then, without those things, you wouldn't have a podcast.
For my insensitivity,
you'd have an introduction and the end.
Exactly. Well, for my insensitivity in episode 61, I'd like to apologize to the following.
Okay,
black people. Any Christian who actually read the Bible, which that's probably not very many people.
No, it's the smallest.
I like to say that I find that most Christians treat the Bible like a software licensing agreement.
Okay.
No one actually reads it. They just scroll to the bottom and click on that agree. That's right.
I'm on board.
I'd also like to apologize to the minimum wage and gay Jesus.
Hold on a second. You're apologizing to the minimum wage?
Yes, I'm apologizing to the minimum
wage. Not the minimum wage earners, just the minimum wage
itself. The minimum
wage
itself, that's right. I apologize to the minimum wage itself.
You know, I need to go back and listen to last week's podcast. If you offended a wage, I mean, yeah, I know. Good job.
I do. I think, you know, it's not easy, but I manage.
I don't doubt that.
I offend some interesting... You see, most people, they offend people.
Right.
Some people will manage to offend a place,
right? But you,
but I've got ideas. I offend ideas.
You offend. The
I get
abstract.
All the nouns.
You offend the abstract. That's fantastic.
I've got all the nouns covered.
Person, place, and an idea. Okay,
yes,
good.
Right. And of course, gay Jesus. So
you offended the gay Jesus.
Yes, I offended gay Jesus.
Straight Jesus is okay, but the gay Jesus might be a little
upset. Straight Jesus is cool, but I apologize to gay Jesus.
I got you. Okay. I just want to make sure that, you know, the apology goes to the right people out there.
That's right. Well, if you'd like to know specifically why I'm apologizing to each of these things, please check out episode 61 and all our episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. If you feel wait. Scratch that. Back a second. If you would like to subscribe to the podcast.
There you go.
Please go to that website, bittercomics.podbean.com. Scroll down a little bit. On the right-hand side of the page, there's no I agree button. But there is a button you can subscribe using iTunes, Google, or your My Yahoo account.
Awesome.
And if you feel I owe any additional apologies, or to make any comments, just send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put San Francisco is so lucky to get William Loeschbau.
Wow.
And incidentally, San Francisco is also getting Jeff Morris.
Really?
Yes, yes. He Jeff Morris is a comedian slash magician.
Okay.
And I do not know how to actually judge those kinds of a comedy magic show.
Okay.
Because the only one I've ever seen is Penn and Teller, and right. That was amazing.
Of course.
But other than that, I've never really watched magic, so I don't know how to judge it. But he's a great guy.
You can start off, I like him a lot. Start off by not judging and just enjoy.
Well, see, that's a good point.
See?
You know, because I think comedy should be critiqued with your back to the performance.
Uh-huh.
You should just be watching the audience. If they're laughing, it's funny and it's good. And if they're not laughing, it's not funny, it's not good.
Done deal. There you are.
And that's it. But see, San Francisco is so lucky because they got both William Loeschbau and Jeff Morris.
Yes, and two things they did not have.
That is true.
Yeah,
comedian, and two things that Fresno used to have, and now
a magician. I know. See, so
Fresno
see,
is lesser.
We can climb to a mountain that's and right. just give San Francisco the big finger, going, look at, we had it. Now you guys got it. But thanks a lot.
San Francisco is so lucky.
They are. They are. And they've got another World Series title. I mean, what more do they need?
The last game was today?
Just moments ago.
The Giants won.
Beat the Tigers in a sweep.
A sweep. Well, you know, I have to say, I'm not really surprised that the Tigers lost.
Okay.
Because this is the team from the same city that sold their stadium for $700,000 on eBay to some Canadian dude.
Right.
So...
But they pulled themselves up by their bootstraps. They got themselves to work.
Yeah, they pulled themselves up by their bootstraps and then realized that the rest of the boot was gone.
Hey, but they made it to the World Series.
That's true. They did.
They made it all the way to the World Series.
Well, you know,
determination.
Was it the year of Katrina when the New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl?
The following year. Yeah, the following year.
All this crap is happening to Detroit. It would be so great if they won the World Series. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No.
You know what? We'll get you there. They should have let him have it.
Yeah, they probably should have.
With all the crap that Detroit has gone through.
Unemployment that they're dealing with right now, auto industry being attacked the way they are.
Of all the cities, I would expect to be willing to throw a bone to another city.
San Francisco is the city for throwing bones. I
would expect San Francisco to be the kind of city that would be willing to throw a bone like that.
Yep. And Detroit's probably the last city I would expect
to take. Hurry for gay jokes!
Very good. And I think Detroit would be the last city that I would expect to take it in the ass. That's so true.
Detroit is the last city I would expect to be willing to take a bone.
Yeah, yes.
But maybe that's the problem. It's because they offered the bone.
And they just didn't want
it. And Detroit is like, nah.
Yeah, you could be right. There could be a little bit of pride there.
Only in prison.
That blue-collar pride gets you sometimes. It pride. Does. Yeah, that's right. It does.
And next week I'll be apologizing to Bones. Anyway.
Hey, we'll write that down. Hello.
Yes, that's right. I like gay jokes. You know, I do. I think they're funny. I like stereotypes in general. I do. I think stereotypes are both funny and true.
Okay.
Now, of course, I suppose there are some that are offensive, but even the offensive ones, I think it's funny to make a joke about it.
Of course. That's what makes them so funny. It's a stereotype.
Being mad about someone making fun of a stereotype is like being mad at Mel Brooks for making fun of Hitler in all those movies.
Oh, that was fantastic. Yeah, but he was Jewish. Mel Brooks was Jewish, and he was allowed to make fun of Hitler.
Oh, so nobody I'm not allowed to make
no,
fun of Hitler?
No.
He can make
you're
fun of
allowed.
Hitler because he's Jewish, and
right.
you can make fun of Jews because you're German.
Right.
Okay,
got it.
I understand.
I'm German, right. So I can make the oven jokes, but you know, you nobody go. Else can make those jokes.
So that's why nobody laughed at my Subway joke.
Probably.
Right. Yep. You've heard the Subway joke.
I don't think I have.
Okay. Well, I've done it on the show before, but I'm going to do it again anyway.
Yeah, once again, you're going to bring the show to a screeching halt.
That's right.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think the Subway sandwich chain, restaurant chain, was started by a Nazi and a Jew.
Okay.
See, after the war, they got together and like, we need to heal the rift between our people. We should go into business together.
Okay.
And the Jew was like, all right, well, we'll open a restaurant, but we should do a sandwich shop so we don't need a kitchen.
Okay.
And the Nazi is like, all right, but we should bake our own bread so we can still have an oven.
Excellent.
So you got the Jews who don't want to cook, so they don't have a kitchen. And then
I'm seeing
you're
it.
Still baking the bread.
So I'm seeing it there. That was good. I like that. I like how you put all those things together there. Yeah, and eat fresh and then Jared. Yeah. And I think that's a...
So I think it's okay for me to tell Jew jokes because I'm a quarter Jewish.
A quarter?
A quarter Jewish.
Depends on where that quarter falls.
It's from my grandfather on my father's side.
your grandfather on your father's side.
Yeah, but the Jewishness comes from the mother's side, doesn't it, though? So,
I believe so.
You know, it doesn't matter, though, because I grew up in Clovis, California. I don't know anything about Jewish culture.
Right.
Like, the first time I ever saw a bagel, I was like, where's the frosting?
Dude, no, you didn't. Please tell me you didn't do that.
I did do that.
Oh.
And someone gave me cream cheese. I was like, cream cheese is bullshit. I can't believe I got Jude on my donut.
Your lack of culture. My God.
Thank you. Yeah, that's right. I'm working in my crappy jokes into the podcast. Really, I like to do that some.
You can't do that, man. You can't do that.
You can. It's not a good idea, but you can. It can be done.
Let me rephrase that. You should.
It's unwise.
Yes, very unwise.
Well, we're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman here with my good friend. Okay. Here with my person I know.
There you go.
Mike.
Long time acquaintance.
It doesn't get much
worse. I'll allow a long time
acquaintance. Long time acquaintance. Okay. Yeah, we've known each other for about 3 years. So long time acquaintance, Mike Wirtz. And we are the Bitter Comics. We'll be right back. This is JT Foreman here with Mike Wirtz.
You have this long pause, like you're forgetting my name.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how the best
you're figuring. You're forgetting the relationship is what you're forgetting.
Well, it's that I don't know. This my person I know just doesn't sound like I should.
Must
I should
we put be able labels? To come up with something? Must we put labels and everything? How about
yeah,
just?
Yeah,
I'm sitting here with Mike Wirtz. You know, I think your relationships will last a lot longer without the labels. This is the girl who touches my peepee. No, dude, this is my girlfriend.
Okay.
You know, something along those lines. But you know, you keep.
This
you
is my person to who touches these, my peepee. She does not going to like that. She listened to my podcast once and got very upset.
And because really?
I actually told her, do not listen to the podcast.
Did Look, you apologize? She doesn't to her the think week
I'm
after? Funny.
I've taken her to a couple of comedy shows, and I walk off stage, and she's like, "I don't understand why you do this. You're not funny at all."
Wow, she's supportive. That's yeah, good. That's so yeah. good.
And,
fantastic.
And the weird thing is, I'm standing on stage telling my jokes and listening and watching people laugh.
Right.
But I get off stage, it's like no one was laughing at anything.
Are they laughing at the jokes though? Or are they just laughing that you're out there trying so hard, kind of like a William Hung thing?
Well, I get when the show was over, I was talking to Andre Covington, who it was his show that weekend.
Right.
And, I just asked if I could do a guest set. I didn't ask him to pay me. And he comes up, he gave me $20, said, "Dude, great job, and I'm going to have you on again."
Good deal.
So Andre Covington thinks I was funny.
Hey, that's fantastic then. And I just tell her to shut up and quit touching your pee-pee. That's all she's here for.
Yes, that's what she's
just there. Just touch my pee-pee. That's all you're here for.
Well, that's not all she's there for. Actually, she complains at me about it. It's bonding.
Bonding?
Bonding. Okay. I guess I don't remember exactly the conversation we had somewhere near the beginning of our relationship, but I used the term boning, and of course people want to get boned, and she's like, "Boned? What's that mean?" Well, that means having sex. And so now that's what she calls it, bonding.
Bonding.
Yes.
Kind of like bonding, but more intimate. Yes, but, okay.
Going to come over on Monday night, and we're going to boned.
Awesome. You've got your own little code word for it.
Yes, pretty much.
That's fantastic.
Well, I don't. It's not very well encrypted. I think most people will be able to figure it out.
I think so, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's
not like, I want to come over, we'll hook up, you know, type of thing.
It's a thing.
You've got a thing, you know, that's what matters. That's what makes it so special, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, hookup can be dangerous. Okay. Because what if you're actually talking to your grandfather who just got a Winnebago and he wants to plug it in to
and he needs to hook up.
Yeah. Can I come over and hook up?
You need to be very clear on what his intentions are.
And then, of
are.
Course, all of your friends are there.
Right.
So
right.
You're going to hook up with your grandpa.
And then you say, "Yes, grandpa, bring your RV over and we will hook it up."
Yes.
But yeah, don't.
Yeah, I think old people do that on purpose.
Especially if you live in the South, because there it can get really confusing down there.
Well, I think old people do that kind of stuff on purpose.
How so?
Well, it's like grandparents love to embarrass.
Oh, sure.
Parents love to embarrass, and it's like
your parents walk out with your old pictures of when you were in high school or junior high, and your grandma walks out with no shirt on. Yeah, that's always fantastic. Lots of fun. Hoot for the whole family.
Remember the time you forgot to dry yourself?
Yeah.
After getting out of the tub, you put on your your pajamas and they stuck to your body, and then your brother threw you out into the front yard?
Yeah, yeah.
No, actually, I successfully blocked that memory from my mind.
Absolutely.
I
want to
thank you for reminding me, though. I really appreciate that. Oh, you're welcome.
Senile Alzheimer's latent grandmother mounted you in front of all your friends in the living room. That was great. Yeah, that was fun. Awesome. Yeah.
But, you know, that's one thing I don't get. Is like old people are supposed to start forgetting things, but for some reason they've managed to hang on to the most embarrassing bits of your history.
Absolutely.
You know, they can't remember what time they're supposed to come over for dinner. They can't remember what you asked them for for your birthday or for Christmas, but they remember
the details. JT, how's that rash?
That was
20 years ago, Grandpa. Thank you. That's cleared up. Yeah. Might want to get that looked at.
He's got a rash on his back. Well, because she works at Rite Aid. That's how she knows.
Yeah, sure.
Well, fine.
Sure.
Go wait in the car.
At least you know where it's going. Absolutely.
And then the next day at school, of course, she sits right behind you in class.
Wants a look and check. Yeah, how bad is it? Is it pussy? Can I touch it?
Why? Do you know something that will work?
Yeah, salve.
Yes, but I'm not going to tell you about it.
Excellent.
Please don't come into my store anymore.
Leave me alone. Back off.
Okay, so what were we talking about?
I have no idea.
I've completely lost track.
Your girlfriend, and all the crazy stuff that's happening.
Yeah. Well,
with that, she doesn't listen to your show. She supports you.
She doesn't think I'm funny. Actually, she seems to hate, everything about me, basically.
Awesome.
Because I know she loves me.
Okay.
Because when I walk in the room and she sees me, she smiles.
Okay.
And it's not that evil, snidely whiplash smile, like whoa.
Right.
It's like I'm so happy to see you smile.
Gotcha.
But you know, here's one thing. It's like this is the first real long term relationship I've ever been in.
Okay.
And I've always heard about how what you have to do is do nice stuff to build up points, because you're going to end up losing points whenever something goes wrong.
Right.
But no one warned me that your points reset to zero about every 2.5 minutes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's the point of credit plan?
What's
the point of building up points when those points reset to zero every 2.5 minutes? So what I think you should do is just have like a stockpile of surprises in the closet somewhere. And then when you mess up, you immediately say, oh, I got you flowers. Now you're back to zero at least.
Grasshopper, you're now married. Yes. You're done. You've reached the point where you can now enter marriage. Good job.
I think that's why every married guy in the world with a house has a shed in the back that only he's got the key to.
That's the only thing that's keeping seeds, candies, and these flowers.
He's storing all of the stuff in the shed.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I think
full of seas, candies, and roses, and that's it. Yes.
Yes, that's right. Seas, candies, and roses.
I'm telling you.
Well, you know what? It pisses me off. The seas candy in Clovis on Shaw closes at like 5 o'clock. And I remember one time my girlfriend was mad at me, so I was passing by and I was like, oh, I'll buy her candy. But it was 6 and they were closed.
Oh, Walgreens, dude. They have candy.
For some reason, a Snickers bar doesn't cut it. I don't know why.
Okay, go.
And actually, that kind of made it worse when I showed up with the Snickers bar.
Aisle. Yeah, go further down the aisle.
When I showed up with the Snickers bar and said, I'm really sorry, honey. I don't know exactly what you're mad at me for, but I know you are upset. And
Snickers bar says, I grabbed this on the way out because it was there. So
Here's the Snickers bar.
Sees candy means I walked further down the aisle to look because I knew you were mad and I care.
Yeah.
Look further down the aisle. They have them. I promise you they have them.
And you know what they don't think is funny?
What's that?
When you fake propose by giving them one of those lollipop rings.
Yeah, that's bad. That's very bad.
And taking them to Taco Bell and giving them the packet of a sauce that says, will you marry me on it?
Don't do it.
They don't think that's funny. I don't understand.
The only thing better than that would be if your first wedding gift would be like a ribbon-wrapped condom box. I think that would just kind of complete the ensemble there.
Let's see. Yeah.
And look, honey, I got us registered at Walgreens.
Yay.
It's fantastic. Look.
Yes.
It's the warming lotion that we like. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't do that.
Well, they sell Godiva chocolates there, yeah, but they're all expired.
Shh. Scratch that number off. Just scratch that number right off.
Scratch the number off.
Yeah, you're all right. This I love you sale. Over that. You're right. I love you over the expiration date. That way they never know.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Is like anytime we're out, and I have been making a serious effort to not eat so much.
Okay.
And actually, she complains all the time that she's getting fat.
Okay.
But then she gets mad at me if I don't give her candy.
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, so wait a second. honey.
Don't try to figure them out. No.
I'm so confused.
It's going to cause more headache, heartache, and aneurysms if you try to figure out women. Don't do it.
And then if we're out eating together and I don't order what she considers a sufficient amount, because she knows I'm an eater. I mean, right. I like food. I want to eat a lot. But I am trying really hard to not be so... There not be so much. I don't want there to be quite as much of me to love.
You're monitoring your portions.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And she'll just like, oh, you're just showing off. But then later on, she'll rub my...
You're showing off by not eating very much?
Yes, by not eating as much. Oh, you're just showing off. You're going to get home and you're going to eat a lot. I was like, well, if you look in my fridge, you can see that I do have both ketchup and mustard.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, you know, I'm not eating a lot. But
there's a feast.
But then she'll complain that I'm only showing off, and then she'll rub my tummy and say, oh, it's kicking.
Excellent.
Ooh, it's kicking.
Yep.
That's right.
Don't try to figure them out.
Yeah, you know.
Don't try to figure them out. You know, unzip your fly and say, put this in your mouth and hush.
I can't. Yeah. You know what? That doesn't work. She won't. She talks through it.
She talks through it?
One other thing, honey.
Oh, my God. No, dude, we got to find another one. There's nothing worse than trying to talk through a blowjob. I'm sorry, but there's nothing worse than that.
Well, actually, I kind of like that because I think it shows great breath control. That she's actually able to speak. Well, no, I'm just kidding. She doesn't.
I was going to say, wow, I mean, that's great. I mean, it does show that she's in the moment. I got to tell you that. Yeah, that's right. It does say that she's there and she's paying attention to you and not just thinking about somebody else. Yeah. So that's always a good thing. Yeah, you know, I might go home and require that somebody talk while they're... Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to write that down.
You learn how to talk while giving a blowjob.
Absolutely.
You know what? If you can...
Humming
size, if you
too.
Can still speak clearly with 5 whole inches in your mouth.
Oh, I'm there. I am so there. And but like I said, humming is very nice. That adds a nice texture to the whole thing. You can pick a song, pick anything. Awesome. That's why they call it a hummer. I'm telling you,
that's why it's called a hummer.
The vibration, awesome, mind blowing.
Well, actually, just get those the big headphones,
right,
and just put them on her cheeks.
Ooh, not a bad idea. And then turn the radio up.
Yeah, turn the radio up.
Hey, now you're talking.
I don't think she's got... I'd love to get her... I don't think she's going to
get that. That gives Beats by Dre a whole new meaning. Beats by Dre just got a whole new meaning in my mind. Wow.
That's right.
All right, Dr. Dre. Yeah, I bet you never had this in mind, did you? Maybe he did. Maybe that's the whole reason why he built those headsets, and they're $100 a piece. Yeah.
Have you ever gotten Dr. Dre and Dr. Drew mixed up?
Only once, but I was drunk. We were at a party, and I was in college.
Right,
I was
one,
yeah, oh yeah, oh okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I took in the ass from the right guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not gay or anything.
Yeah.
So no, right. I know where I stand.
That would be embarrassing.
Oh, very much so.
Oh my gosh, I fucked which one? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, we're not going to tell any of you which one is the right one.
No.
You're
going
to have to figure this. You know what? That's
okay, because I think Donald Trump is on a mission right now to get the actual doctorate from Dr. Dre.
So, Donald Trump. Yeah. Did you see him on the David Letterman show the other night?
I heard about it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was brilliant. He's up. He's like, oh, I don't understand why Obama is like letting China get away with all this stuff. China's just tearing our heart out and blah, blah, blah. And then David Letterman brings out some of Donald Trump's ties. He has his own line of ties sell in Macy's or something.
Right.
He's like, where are your ties made? And he's like, well, I'm not sure where they're made, but they're excellent ties. They're the greatest ties in the world. He's like, well, where are they made, though? And he's like, I love how he's so over-exaggerating.
Yep.
The looking for the tag, because he's like, he puts his glasses on and he's squinting and he's holding them real close to his face as if he's trying. I mean, you can just hold the thing and read made in China,
of course.
But you gotta be like, what
yep.
Oh, they're made in China. And then the look on Donald Trump's face was just like, he looked like he had been fucked by both Dr. Drew and Dr. Dre. He looked like he had both of those penises in his ass.
At that point, he probably felt that way, too. Yeah. It's kind of like, all right.
That was awesome.
I'm going to find my procurement manager, and you're fired.
Well, you know, I'm kind of surprised, actually, that they did that, considering the fact that, NBC.
Okay.
Well, okay. No, actually, he's not on NBC.
No, he's on CBS.
No, he's on CBS. Okay, yep. Yeah, that makes perfect sense then. Yep. Well, why was Donald Trump on CBS, a CBS show?
He was a guest host of David Letterman.
He was...
Not guest host, but he was a guest.
But, you know, I would expect since he's on a competing network, he would be on with NBC. He'd be on the Letterman
show. He just can't promote his show, that's all. Oh, okay. He was just on there because of the whole Obama mess and making a political statement or whatever.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah.
And Jay Leno stays clear of all that crap, so...
Well, you know, one thing I thought was interesting is that because I found this out recently, because his show The Apprentice is on NBC,
right?
NBC and MSNBC have first dibs on any interviews with
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice. Mm-hmm. MSNBC being the liberal news network.
What, really?
Yes,
I never got that. Okay. Yeah.
You know, and him, he's on Fox News constantly. So it's like MSNBC has first dibs, but they just really don't want to talk to him.
I thought the role of the news was just to, you know, to just distribute facts and
That's what Fox News claims. I've never seen that. MSNBC will say, we do have a point of view, but we're going to be honest with you. And that I can deal with.
Okay.
But Fox News, they claim to be fair and balanced, but I'm like, wow, that's so Kenyan, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's fair and balanced.
Absolutely. I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'm with it.
Well, anyway, we're going to take a break again real quick. I am JT Foreman here with Mike Wirtz.
All right, I am.
We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back.
Don't go away.
This is JT Foreman. I am here with Mike Wirtz. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back.
And we are. And we are back. I'm less bitter than I was before the break, yes. But I'm still bitter enough to qualify for the podcast.
Well, so that's good. That's
good deal. Now, we were talking about your girlfriend. She hates you.
She hates everything about me. She doesn't hate me. She just hates everything about me. And she loves me, but hates everything about me.
I said it before, my friend. I'll say it again. You're married. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is the definition of marriage.
Hold on.
Yeah, we skipped the bachelor party.
All right, wait a second. Is that why we don't have sex enough?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
That's not fair.
As a divorced man, trust me.
I have to say, it was a genius move on religion's part.
Okay,
I'm not saying a specific, just religion in general. It was a genius move on their part to make themselves the gatekeepers of sex.
Oh, of course.
Because sex sells. It's like if it's like be a member of our religion or you don't get to eat,
right.
Well, people will just kill you and take the food rather than starve to death.
You're exactly.
But you, as much as we say I will die if I don't get laid, we won't actually die from no sex. So we can live without sex.
Right.
So then they say, yes, you can have sex,
right.
But you have to follow these rules. And you can't. One of those rules is you have to get our permission to have sex. And who you're going to have sex with.
And pay for our permission.
And pay for our permission. So by making themselves the gatekeepers of sex, I think that, more than anything else, is why religion has and continues to have so much power in our society.
And why do you think so many religion has caused so many wars in our history?
Pussy. Exactly. See, it's not over religion. It's over pussy.
That's right.
It's all over sex.
That's right.
Because, you know, seriously, if it were not for the orgasm,
okay.
Would you bother with women? Not their orgasm, yours.
Oh, okay. You had me for a second there. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't really care about their orgasms. I've given plenty, and it was nice. Don't get me wrong. And you know, a little bit of an ego boost, but I'm neither here
nor there.
It's
hard to breathe, though, sometimes.
I can go either way. Sometimes.
Sometimes it's hard to breathe.
And here
it depends on the method you've chosen.
And it's always
to bequeath the orgasm.
See, here for me, it's like a catch-22. I'll make them feel really good, and you know, I'll give them the orgasm, but then they get this little like jello leg thing, and they can't walk right, which means that they have to like lay there longer before they walk out of the place. And I got to deal with it. I got to cuddle and listen to them and their dreams and their stories and
all
how
you
wonderful
do,
we are and yeah.
And all you really want to do is go to sleep.
Exactly. You know.
Well, you know, I think it was a comedian up in Seattle. His name was Vince Valenzuela.
Okay.
He was he talked about why we go to sleep right after we have sex. It's like, look, I just lost 100 million of my closest friends.
I need some mourning time.
I need time to mourn.
That's right. That's right.
I have one of his albums. Vince Valenzuela, check him out. He's really funny if you get a chance.
That's brilliant. Yeah. I like that. I really like that. So what else does she not like about you?
Well, let's see. She doesn't like my shoes.
Wow.
She... when I was in the Navy, this giant steel plate got dropped on my foot. Okay. But I was wearing steel-toed shoes, so it didn't cut my foot off.
Okay.
So ever since then, I always wear steel-toed shoes regardless of circumstances.
How often are you near steel plates?
I'm jogging or exercising, I always wear steel-toed shoes.
Yes, but how often are you near steel plates?
Not very often, but that's not the point. It makes me feel better.
Okay, okay.
And you know what? Oh, well, you're like Linus with a security blanket. Okay. Yeah. But it makes me feel better, and it doesn't hurt anyone, so leave me alone.
Okay, that's my opinion. I'm with you. Okay.
So I always wear steel-toed shoes, and she hates them. And she calls them fidu-didu.
Fidu-didu.
Yes. Now, she's Filipino, and I thought, hey, I wonder what that means. So I went and I got a Filipino English dictionary. You know what fidu-didu means?
No.
Nothing. It doesn't mean anything.
Nothing in Philippines.
No, it does not mean anything. It's a bullshit word she made up just so she would have something insulting to call my shoes.
That is so sweet. Oh my God. She. So,
you know, that's true. I mean, because I'm really kind of torn because, you know, like she's making fun of me and my shoes.
Right.
But she went through a lot of effort to make up a whole new word.
Now, hold on a minute.
Just for me.
Is she like fresh off the boat, Filipino?
Oh, no, no. She moved here to the United States in 90-something.
Okay, but she moved here
when she was 22 and she's 41 now.
But she immigrated from...
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but 2 decades ago.
Right. I mean, I don't mean like fresh off the boat like yesterday. I mean, like, you know, her generation is the one that came over.
Yeah, she's first generation.
She's the one that's here. Maybe she means to call you a fuddy-duddy and she's just fucking it up. And that's where fidu-didu comes from.
That might be possible.
You say fidu-didu, I think fuddy-duddy, and I'm thinking maybe she just got it wrong.
Well, I haven't been able to get a really good explanation out of her from what it means.
Okay.
I think she told me it's something about clown shoes, but I still don't know exactly.
Okay.
But... you know, my clown shoes are red. Mine are black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so she hates my shoes.
Okay, what else does she hate about you?
She hates that I have gray hair. She makes me color my hair.
Wow.
Should
you lay down on the couch for this? I mean, I feel like Dr. should. I feel like Dr. Drew now.
Yeah, you're Dr. Drew. As long as you're not Dr. Dre.
No.
Dr. Drew I can handle, but not Dr. Dre.
No, especially when it comes to listening to my problems.
You know, Dr. Drew is, he does celebrity rehab.
Yep.
I said this earlier, and I'm sure other people have said it before. It shouldn't be called celebrity rehab when the only celebrity on the show is Dr. Drew.
And he's not even that big of a celebrity.
Not really.
Without Oprah, he's nothing. But anyway. Yeah. So what else does she
hate? Well, you know, honestly, without Adam Carolla, he's nothing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Love Lines. Absolutely. Yeah,
Love Line. Yep. Love Line was what made both of them famous.
Yep.
And, you know, actually what I think everyone liked about Love Line was when some idiot would call in, say something stupid, and Adam Carolla would spend the next 15 minutes berating
them. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I think that is what everyone loved about Love Line.
Yeah.
And that's what everyone loves about his podcast.
And we need more of it.
Yes. But... where was I?
What she hates about you.
Okay, the other things that she hates about.
She hates your shoes.
She hates my shoes. She hates all of my clothes, actually. I would just get that. She hates all of my clothing. She's always buying me new shirts.
Okay.
And it's really starting to bug me because I'm out of hangers. Yeah. So
okay, wait. She's being nice and buying you shirts, and it bugs you because you're out of hangers.
Well, I don't have anywhere to put. I don't want to fold them and put them in. I don't have a dresser. But
go buy hangers. Go to the cleaners.
You know, honestly, I don't know why it bothers me.
Drop them off at the cleaners and say launder these light starch, and they'll give you a free fucking hanger, dude.
That's a good point.
I've solved your problem right there. Yeah, or for the price of dry cleaning, actually for half the price of dry cleaning,
much less than the price of dry cleaning.
You can just go buy hangers. Go to Walmart, buy some plastic hangers. Don't even go to Target. They'll charge you too much. Yeah. Go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was right across the street from where you lived. It's not, but that's okay. It's not too far from here.
Yeah.
Go and get yourself some hangers.
Well, I'll go to the dollar store right up here. I'll get them even cheaper.
Oh, look at you.
This is dollar store
cutting now. Cost cutting. Right. There you go.
See? I have to.
All right. Fantastic.
You know, it's...
now you've got a plan. You know, hangers.
Here's the difference between cheap and broke. Cheap is grocery shopping at Walmart. Broke is grocery shopping at the dollar store.
Hey, if the dollar store's got it, damn it, I'm going to buy it. That's all there is to it. They got some kick-ass stuff in their freezer section.
I've actually found a few items that are actually more expensive at the dollar store than others.
Oh, they got tons that are like that.
Is that the bottle of water that I bought, it was $1 each, of course, at the dollar store. And it was 85 cents each. And I was like, oh.
You broke the code, and now you mentioned it on a podcast, and once this is published,
don't buy your bottle of water at the dollar store.
Don't say it, dude. Now that the dollar store Gestapo is going to be knocking on your door, and
yes, they are.
You're not going to wake up in the morning, dude.
Well, you know, actually, the only thing that my girlfriend likes about me is that I'm nice to her daughter.
Well, that's always good.
She has a 9-year-old daughter.
Okay,
Jamie is Jamie's awesome. She's the happiest kid in the world.
Awesome.
She's severely disabled. She has cerebral palsy.
Okay,
so she can't walk. She can't talk. Can't take care of herself at all.
Sure.
And I have to say that I hear so many parents, so many expecting parents, talk about, you know, I don't care if it's a boy or a girl.
Right.
I just hope my child is healthy.
Healthy. Right.
And I have to say, all you people with healthy kids are missing out. Because I want you to think about this.
Okay, right, this has got to be good. And I grab your apology list here.
Yeah, Jamie is never going to talk back.
This is true.
Jamie is never going to take the car without permission.
Also true.
Jamie is never going to be out late worrying you to death.
Hey, you know what? You might be onto something there.
And most importantly, you're never going to have to give the sex talk to Jamie.
All right, all you pregnant moms out there, start smoking crack, and let's start having some special needs children out there. I think it's less stress for everybody. That's fantastic.
Yes, that's right.
So start hitting that bottle again.
All you people with healthy kids are missing out.
Absolutely. parenting advice from JT Foreman.
That's right. You know, Jamie's an awesome kid. She's really sweet, and she likes me too, which is great. Cause of course,
which
she likes
the handicap. So yeah, she likes the lamp.
You know what? She is severely disabled.
Yeah, for half an hour a day, she likes the lamp. So, come on.
She probably just thinks you're a teddy bear, really.
Yeah, she probably thinks you're just an inanimate object that's not really there.
Jamie is cool. And you know what? In exchange for all of these advantages, all you have to do is change your diapers for the rest of your life. So basically, the choice is between spending the rest of your life cleaning up your child's shit or taking your child's shit. I was very proud of myself when I thought of that.
Questions. No, that is very good. That is very good. I like that.
And I am not making fun of Jamie. I'm making fun of myself.
Of course. You also need to apologize to next week, though.
Yeah, I'll apologize to myself for making
fun of myself. And all the cerebral palsy kids out there, and all the children that are born with low birth weight because their mothers drank during the pregnancies, blah, 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 blah.
Marie did not drink during pregnancy.
You did not do what?
She did not drink during pregnancy.
Oh, okay.
You know,
hit the pipe a few times, but there's no alcohol whatsoever.
No.
Okay. All right.
No, she did not.
This is one of those. It had nothing to do with the mother. It's just God hates you. Okay.
Gotcha. I don't think God hates me.
Oh, not necessarily you. I was just saying like it was no, just you know a, what? A generalized you. Know
what? Seriously, Jamie is really lucky to have Marie as a mother.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Because Marie is a nurse.
Awesome.
And so who is going to be better qualified to take care of a disabled child than a nurse?
Yeah, no.
So Jamie.
Well, maybe a doctor.
A nurse.
Okay.
Because the doctors, they're just, you know, they have so many patients to deal with. They're just like in and out. But it's the nurses who actually take care of the patient.
How about an in-home caregiver?
Jamie made out with being born.
I don't know what an in-home caregiver. In-home caregivers.
No.
They fake emotion.
Dude, I'm trying real hard. To talk well about Marie here so that she won't hate me too much.
We've already established she ain't listening to this podcast. Yeah, that's so true. I mean,
actually, there's another thing. Let's be honest.
Once you brought up her daughter, she'd be beating your ass.
Yeah, that's true. Now, you know what? I hate you.
See? Honesty. It's a horrible thing.
No. Yeah, you know, it's a terrible circumstance, but it's the best person.
Oh no!
I don't, to be able to handle it,
I don't dispute that at all. I'm sure Jamie is her name. I'm sure she's in wonderful hands with her own mother.
Yes,
I think it's a fantastic thing, especially in California, because you know if we were making her ward of the state, Lord knows what ditch she would wind up in. So no, it's good to have her at home with her mother.
Yes, that's right. It's a fantastic thing. You know, it's she goes to It's funny, you go over by the housing area where you know the housing development where Marie lives at, right. And there's this big sign out front because they're still selling homes there. It says Clovis Unified School District.
Okay.
and, you know, advertising that you will, even though it's in Fresno,
right,
you will, your kids will be going to Clovis schools.
Right.
And supposedly the Clovis schools are a lot better. But I will say that they do seem to have a really great program for disabled children.
Oh, okay. Good deal.
So, because they have a whole separate elementary school that the right. School that all the disabled kids go to.
Right.
And they give them a lot of personal attention and everything. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
they definitely do,
and Fresno has one of the best children's hospitals in the country.
So. Yes, it does. Because if there's one thing that the Fresno County area has an abundance of, I'm going to say it, it's window lickers. So it's always good to have them here. So
you're just trying to get me in even more trouble, aren't you?
No, not at all. I think you are. How are you going to get in trouble for me being the insensitive asshole here? I mean, come on.
I can't believe you hang out with people like that.
But you don't, okay? All right, right now, Maria, actually, we haven't seen it's probably been, what, 6-8 months since JT's seen me?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's comments like this that are probably why. Yeah, so, exactly. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend anybody in particular. I'm just saying in general.
I wasn't trying to offend anyone in particular. No, I was just trying to offend everybody.
Yes, absolutely. I like letters. That means people are listening, okay? Yay. So if you offend people, you make some problems. So
If you know. A complaint letter is a person who listens to your show.
A parent of a knuckle-dragger, I apologize.
They might not still listen to your show, right. But you know they did once.
Right. So. And there's nothing you should be pissed off about. If your helmet-headed kid licks windows, then he's a window licker. I don't mean there's nothing wrong with that. I'm sorry.
Well, you know he's prepared for a scooter one day.
That is. That's right.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a break again real quick. And when we get back, I'm going to make you talk about your girlfriend so that I will not be the only person in trouble. So there.
Okay, we can try it.
I am JT Foreman here with Mike Wirtz. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back.
Bye-bye.
This is JT Foreman. I am here with Mike Wirtz. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back.
All right, and we are, now, yes.
It's now that I've finished ruining my relationship.
Oh, now you want to put the mirror on me.
Yours is already ruined.
Oh, dude, my relationship's so jacked up. There's nothing you could do to ruin it. This is an out-of-control train on fire with HIV-infected blood as cargo, and I have... a Speedo on as my protection from this entire event. So, yeah,
so basically, you feel like you're playing catch with spit with a person who has AIDS.
Something along those lines. Sure. Okay. Awesome. Sure. Yeah, I'm having a good time. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, we probably should have started this an hour ago.
You left your own house.
Right.
You don't own the house. Okay, you're renting it, but you're just like, you know what?
Let me start when I'm things came off the rails here. I stopped working in the corporate world a couple of years ago. Shortly after that happened, I said, you know, we can't afford this house anymore. We need to move. She said, no, absolutely not. I want to stay here. I was like, yeah, but I can't afford rent at this place anymore because I was paying the full rent. I was paying everything. Well, I'll pay half the rent. I'm not sure how you're going to do that because you don't have a job. All right, but she found a way.
Okay, so
she's scamming the tuition people and financial aid folks, getting some money so she can.
So she's pretending to go to Fresno City College.
Oh, she is. She actually is going to Fresno City College.
So she is going to the classes, but she's not actually trying to further her education. She's just taking classes so she can collect financial aid to pay her rent.
No. It may have started out that way, but she's actually is working towards something. Degree. Okay.
It started off as a scam, and it's kind of turned sort of.
She does have her sights on a doctorate in physics.
Well, it's important to have goals. A doctorate in physics.
It really is. It is.
Your girlfriend wants to have a doctorate in physics.
Yes.
She's going to be designing like bridges and shit.
No, physics.
Physics.
Oh, light bridges. I'm sorry. I thought you said like bridges, but yes. Physics, like, you know, light bridges and stuff like that. Atoms and quantum mechanics and stuff like that.
There was a person who said that, oh no, you can't turn on the Large Hadron Collider.
Yep.
If you do, it's going to create a black hole and destroy the Earth.
Right.
And all the scientists that worked at the Large Hadron Collider, and actually a 99.99% of the scientists out there said, no, you're being ridiculous.
But if it does, not going to happen. So cool to watch.
But if your girlfriend gets a job at the Large Hadron Collider, we might end up with a black hole that sucks in the Earth and destroys us all.
Well, you know her very well. Yes, because if there's one thing she can do, it suck.
Well, I met her once, and I remember Romeo
saying
that she really looked like a girl.
Yeah. And I mentioned today, I was doing the podcast with JT. She goes, I don't know who that is. I'm like, you've met JT before.
I remember in that incident, I was trying to kind of explain what I thought he meant because I get that she's like, you know, because, well, it's yeah, not that she looks like a female.
Right, right.
It's she like, doesn't you know, dress girly. She was standing next to you and she was hugging you and kind of leaning in. Because
right.
she was being kind of girlish to your being mannish in your kind of cuddling there. And
I'm with you.
So I think that's what he meant.
I think so, too.
And I tried to, I spent like 5 or 10 seconds, like, more you know, I think what you meant. To. And then I stopped. I was like, you know what? There's really no way to help this guy.
Nah, just leave Forget him alone. Just let him
and
go.
You kind of, when I stopped, you kind of looked at me knowingly for a second.
Yep.
With this kind of, you know, nice try. It was good of you to make the attempt.
It was.
You had this, it was good of you to make the it's attempt nice look
you
to on be your there face.
For your fellow
man. You're a good guy.
Yep.
But you can't help this.
Yeah, there's nothing to do there. Yep.
You're yep. right. I stopped because I realized that you're right.
He was over the cliff. There was no coming back.
So. Well, this is the dude who was seeing some girl whose boyfriend busted the window in his car, and he decided not to bother getting it fixed. He just kind of taped some cellophane wrap over it.
Sure. Why not? Sure, I'm kind of in the same boat. So.
Okay. So anyway.
So, long and the short of it was, we're splitting the rent on this place. We're no longer seeing each other. And then, what she made very clear on like just about daily, you know, what does it matter? We're not going out. What does it matter? We're not going. Okay, fine, whatever. Because when we were dating, I got a little annoyed with some of the guys that she was bringing around. I don't know why they would annoy me. But
you were dating.
Yeah.
You know, as her boyfriend at the time.
Yes.
I would expect you to be more understanding.
Yeah, I know.
Of her needs.
This is my problem, is I'm a dick. Okay?
You know,
and I'm okay with that.
And if what she needs is lots of different penises in her vagina all the time.
Then who am I to judge, right?
Then you really need to try to be more understanding of that situation.
And I did. I really did. I was there for another 2 years while she was going out getting boned. Seeing nobody else, I was there the whole time. Hmm. All right. Being told, reminded that she's going out and doing this other, and then also being lied to that no, I'm just going to study. I need you to watch my son because I'm just going to study.
I'm going to go study this man's penis.
Exactly.
Intently.
Yes.
Taste
very
test.
Intently. So then, when I just got tired of this crap and moved out, she had a conniption. She went nuts. This was, you know, completely a surprise to her that I should have another life of my own or have my own, you know, have my own apartment because I was done with it. I was.
You
want
to stay on my couch?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
So I left, and when I went back to go get some of my stuff, actually that night I figured I will let her calm down because I know if I just go, it'll just be screaming, yelling, and my son, I've become very close to, and mm-hmm. I don't like fighting in front of him. I just won't do it. Even with her, even when she's completely wrong, which is pretty much most of the time, I just won't do it. Okay, yeah. Fine. Yes,
well, you
you're
know
right,
what?
Sweetheart.
You don't
sky
fight
is
in
green.
Front of the kids, regardless.
No, you just don't. It's bad form. But yeah. She's got she loves to push buttons and just, you know, kind of bring it out. But I'm like, you know what? No, you're right. The sky is green. I was wrong. I don't know what I was thinking. Yes, you're 2.5 years at Fresno City College. Completely trumps my 4-year degree. Go right ahead and tell me that. So I.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I didn't go over there. I got a text message from my neighbor that night. Hey, what's going on in your backyard? Is she trying to set the house on fire? Oh, crap. So, yeah, there was a bonfire going on in my backyard, apparently, with, I guess, most of my clothes and some of my other belongings.
Yeah,
most all that stuff was gone. And the boyfriend was there helping to fuel the fire. And then, like, the next few days and stuff, I'm getting text messages from him like, hey, you know, she really misses you. What's going on? I'm like, dude,
you're her boyfriend.
What do you care? I'm out of the picture, asshole. I mean,
why do you give a shit?
Yeah, exactly. You want the place? You got it. He goes, okay, fine, I'll do it. Good. I'm gone. I'm out. I'm getting out of there. Then, like the next day, I get a text message from him. No, she says you should pay the rent because it's still your responsibility. I'm like,
what?
Okay, no.
Wait a second. Hold on.
So she got pissed off at you because you agreed to pay rent for the coming month, but I'm not paying rent at a place that I'm not going to live at.
Yeah.
So you got it, pal. You argue with her. I'm done doing that shit, okay? She can be pissed off at me all she wants, but I'm not paying it.
Is a legal point on this whole situation.
Yes, of course.
Whose name is on the lease?
Mine is.
Okay, now are you still on the lease? Or are you
no.
Okay, the lease is
no.
up and now it's month
the lease
to month.
Is up. I'm done. I'm out. She's got her own lease
okay,
now.
Okay, so you
with
can
landlord,
just
so.
Leave now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Okay. I left. I was gone.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, just you know, I had just over this weekend decided, okay, you know, we've kind of patched things up. We're working these things through or whatever. She's had some revelations. She's seen the light. notice how unfair she was being to me all these years.
Wait, she's had revelations, or she's trying to reenact the predictions within revelations that were of the end of the world?
Yeah, that's going to need a little more analysis than I'm capable of doing at this particular moment.
Because I read Revelations, and it kind of sounds like that's what she's going for.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is myself. Yeah, so
Horseman and Apocalypse.
I have looked at this whole... reuniting with cautious optimism. More caution than optimism, but with cautious optimism. Okay. And it's just been interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I'm expected to just start all over again, and my cell phone will be checked daily for text messages from the opposite sex and ensure that that's not happening, or question thoroughly if it is happening, because I'm not supposed to be, you know, communicating with anyone of the opposite sex. Meanwhile, the boyfriend will still be around, and will still be.
I don't understand
as a
why.
Part of her life.
Well, look, yes. I'm 40 now, and this is the first real relationship I've ever been into. So I'll be honest with you, I would probably be loath to give up anyone willing to touch my penis.
Yeah. Well, see. Well, here's the why. The why is because when she first realized what she had done when I was gone, when I left, she apparently tried to kill herself. Okay, tried to OD on some sleeping pills.
It would be harsh to say good
boyfriend.
Okay, so I'm not
yes, it would
do that.
Yes, it would be very harsh to say that. But boyfriend was in the home. She's tripping out now because she's got an allergy to something that's in Robitussin, and apparently the same thing is in these sleeping pills. Makes her hallucinate, go a little crazy, and get a little you know, jacked up and wacko. Okay. Boyfriend sees this, he freaks out, calls 911. Ambulance comes, takes her to the hospital. Oh, so he must be in her life now because he saved her life. He did what any decent human being would do if they saw somebody tripping out or freaking out. Okay.
Yeah, you know what? You see someone tripping out, you call 911.
This is an excuse for him to remain in her life.
Yeah.
First of all, you know, I left because of this asshole. All right, and I'm not coming back if he's still around.
Yeah.
You took these pills because I left. I left because of him. So unless you like the taste of those pills, he goes bye-bye, or I do. End of story. Yeah. And that's where we are today. That's where we are as of like an hour ago. So we'll see what happens.
Wow. That's
my life.
Well, you know...
Not nearly the comedy fodder you were hoping for, but boy, did that feel good to get it off my chest.
That's hilarious, I have to be honest with you. The situation is absolutely hilarious. I'm a horrible human being for saying that.
No, you're not.
But
it is hilarious. It's hysterical.
Wow. I would like to say, well, you know what? I wouldn't even give her the chance. I would just be gone. But
I'm not giving her the chance. The only reason why I'm in proximity is because of the boy. He and I have grown very close.
Yeah.
This other Yahoo is nowhere near a father figure whatsoever. If it's video games that I want him growing up with, then yeah, this douchebag would be perfect for him. Yeah. That's not what I want him doing. So
yeah.
I want him to be a self-sustaining, fine young man who understands responsibilities, needs, and self-sufficiency. And yeah, this douchebag isn't it.
Well, you know, it's funny. Now, my girlfriend's hypocrisy is nowhere near to the level of yours.
Oh, no. No. Mine's got a doctorate in hypocrisy. She's already got her first doctorate. Yeah. She just doesn't realize it.
Which I don't understand why she's going to Fresno City College if she's already got her hypocrisy
I'm with you.
A doctorate. But
I'm with you.
My girlfriend, she's actually told me that she would not be willing to date a guy who has kids. She has a kid.
She wanted
to date a guy. She would not date a guy who has been married before. She's been married before.
But
basically, all of these things that she herself has done, she said, you know, when she's like, she's looking for someone who... Now, I personally, I've never been married before. I don't have any kids. So I don't have any of... I am actually what she was looking for as she describes all
you
of
are
these
perfect.
Things. But I still say to her, you realize how hypocritical all this sounds. Because all these things that you yourself have... You know, she wants someone who doesn't have kids and doesn't want kids.
Right.
Now, it's not that I don't want kids. I neither want nor not want kids.
Right.
I think I would be a good father, but I also know that I am not in a position to financially provide for them the way that I would want to.
Right.
So, given a choice between the two, I would say no kids until I can take care of them, and I don't foresee that happening. Really.
Right. Right.
It still though it just it is it not seems hypocritical.
Yep.
It is hypocritical.
Absolutely.
And she even agrees with me that it is
good.
But she's decided she, you know, she said she decided that this is what she was looking for, and she's found it in me. Maybe that's the thing she likes about me.
You see, boys and girls, there's someone out there for all of us.
That's right. See, I tell her that she doesn't like me. She likes the guy she's trying to turn me into.
Of course.
And
they all like that guy.
I think that's the case with everyone. Cause, yep. You know, I don't remember where I heard this, but someone once said the problem is that guys get married because they like the girl how she is.
Right.
And girls get married because they like the guy that they think he can become.
Right.
And then they get married, and then she changes, and he doesn't.
Right.
And both of you are miserable.
They're both pissed off. Yep.
So it's that seems to be the situation. I do love my girlfriend very much, and
I can see that in the way you talk about her.
I hope we will be getting married.
Excellent. But wow, I never thought I'd hear those words coming out of your lips.
Yeah, me neither. Honestly.
From a militant agnostic. Wow, that's fantastic. Pretty much. Good deal.
Yes, I'm militant agnostic. I don't know if there's a God, and neither do you.
That's right.
Damn it.
It's the motto.
People want to say, "Oh, I know there's a God." No, you don't. You do not know. You believe there's a God. You suspect there's a God. You have this gushy feeling that there's a God. Well, you know what? I have this gushy feeling that my penis experiences when it's in a vagina. Okay, so don't tell me that the gushy feeling that you get when you pray proves that there's a God.
Dude, I once had a three-way with two New Mexico State University cheerleaders. There is a God. There is a
and
God.
It's you, apparently.
No. But we were all screaming for him. The girls were confused because
I used to date a former nun, but I had to break up with her. It was bad enough when she was screaming her old boyfriend's name. But then she started screaming her old boyfriend's dad's name in bed, and I just couldn't handle it. You know, I'd be like, oh, Jesus, oh, God. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, that's it. That's where I draw the line. It's nice to see you have standards.
Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, we're at an hour now, but I do want to do one news story before we go. So okay. we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and do that news story before we sign off. I am JT Foreman here with Mike Wirtz. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. I am here with Mike Wirtz. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, I want to do one news story real quick before we go.
Yep, still bitter.
This is actually from a few weeks ago, but it's just so great.
The old news is still good news.
About this.
Okay.
Owners of a Georgia gun shop have received the go-ahead from local officials to serve alcohol at a proposed indoor firing range.
To do what now? I'm sorry?
Well, see, they're going to open. They're spending $3.5 million to build an indoor gun range in Powder Springs, north of Atlanta.
Right.
And they have received. There was a Powder Springs City Council vote 4-1 in favor of approving their application for a permit to serve alcohol in a lounge at the Governor's Club. The Governor's Club would be the gun range
in the lounge.
We got booze and bullets. There's gonna be a bar at a gun range in Georgia.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
I'll take bad ideas for 300, Alex.
Yes. Christina Brown and her husband does not have the name of her husband here.
They've also got an attached daycare that'll be manned by pedophiles.
Yeah. Own the Lakeside Gun Shop in Acworth, Georgia, and are building that range, as I said, in nearby Powder Springs.
Because nothing goes better with 30-06 than a little bit of Schlitz.
Yes. That almost rhymes. That was good.
That's right. 30-06 and my Schlitz.
That's six and my Schlitz. That's right. Bars will often have a pitcher of cheap beer
for
a cheap price.
That's right.
Okay. I wonder if there's going to be some, like, box of bullets and pitcher of beer specials they're going to do.
Yeah, they're going to call them shooters.
They'll call them shooters. Yeah, how much for the shooter? And
Line them up.
Ba-dum-bump. And this is just awesome.
Great idea.
It says here that Brown's business plan has upset at least one local area resident. You think?
Well, yeah, it was voted 5-1, so apparently the one guy.
And I quote from Tracy's Heart, a mother of three, I mean, that's just stupid. Well, never before in my life.
Well spoken, I see.
Have I heard a more succinctly put statement out of a Southerner.
I'm telling you, well, that's just stupid.
I mean, that's just stupid.
That's just stupid.
You know, I guess if you decide that you're gonna pull someone out who's got a big old English degree and throw in some fancy words out there, you could try to put that in a more
cuts to the point.
I mean,
right
that's
there.
Just stupid.
That's the great thing about
you
Southerners.
Can't say we
just
it
cut
better
to
than
chase.
That.
Absolutely,
I mean, that's just stupid.
She ain't wasting any money on these and any $14 words. She just gets them right out.
Yeah, see, Georgia law now does allow people to with gun permits to carry firearms into businesses that serve alcohol.
Okay.
She is stating that her gun club is, quote, just taking it a step even further.
Did you ever see a John Wayne movie where he walked into a saloon and didn't have his gun on?
See, that's a good point.
All right. Then.
It all, is also, I think, a good point that all those people kept shooting each other in all those movies.
That's right. Our country was founded on booze and violence.
Well, I think this is a great idea.
Absolutely.
And frankly, I hope these people get drunk and shoot each other, because then I won't have to deal with them
That's,
anymore.
Yeah, not a bad idea. It's a way to control the population in Georgia.
I found it interesting. I once read that historically, something like 80% of gunfights, both people got shot.
Yep.
And often they both died.
Yep.
So I'm kind of in favor of this, I have to say. I'm glad. I'm in favor of this happening in Georgia,
yep.
Especially considering that I live in California.
My favorite, already I can see my favorite scenario is going to, and phrase, at an indoor gun range in Georgia is going to be, hey, look, a deer.
Yes.
Oops, sorry, Bob.
And they're spending $3.5 million to build this indoor gun range. And I know that if I had $3.5 million...
I wouldn't be building a gun range.
I don't think I would build a gun range and serve alcohol in it. Now, here's the thing. It's like, if they have $3.5 million in cash,
right?
I think I could find other ways to make money off of it than building an indoor gun range.
What's going
to
happen is...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm just saying, it's $0.5 million in construction and $3 million in insurance costs.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, if they didn't have $3.5 million in cash, mm-hmm. and they actually borrowed money... Who is the bank president that approved that loan?
He's one of the four. Four of the five that said, "Y'all, I'll do it."
Yeah, he's you know, it was probably the same people that approved all of those subprime mortgages.
Absolutely. You know, that's a hell of an idea there, Frank.
So,
here, sign on this dotted line. You got 3.5 right there.
Hooray for booze.
Not
bullets.
A problem.
Oh, you know what? This one other news story I just want to comment on real quick. There's some schools in Texas. They're putting ID in the ID cards they give out.
Yep.
They're putting tracking chips in.
Oh, yeah. That way you can tell when your kid leaves campus.
Yes. And and of course, if you have that, anytime you have that card on you,
yep.
they know exactly where you're at. And,
right.
And they... have given those cards to all of the teachers as well.
Right.
So now we're tracking the teachers' movements at all times.
That's right. Because they sneak off with the students every now and again. We want to keep that.
Yeah.
And not just not happening.
So here we go. You know, it's amazing to me. That seems to me one of the government intrusion things that all the people should be bitching about.
Is the government doing it?
The schools
are doing it.
But it's public schools.
It's the school that's doing it.
It's a public school, which is
run by the parent teachers organization. So the parents are doing it.
No, it's not.
It's not Big Brother. This is not Big Brother.
This is Big
this
Brother.
This is little sister.
No, all right. Pardon me.
This is little sister saying, "Hey, look what he's doing. Hey, look what he's doing." Big Brother is. That's the problem right now. Okay, we've been so focused on Big Brother that we're not paying attention to little sister. Little sister is our cell phones. Little sister is his tracking chips in the schools. Yeah. Little sister is
the fact that they can turn on my webcam,
DVRs. Little sister is your laptop.
Is
your iPads. That's little sister. Yeah. She's telling everybody where you are. Big Brother isn't looking to see where you are. Little sister's telling everybody where you are.
That's an amazing. That's awesome. I hope you write a bit about that. That is a great analogy.
All I would do is piss people off. I can't, because all it does is piss me off. I can't make people laugh with that. But that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, because I have to say I hear especially libertarians, but Republicans and stuff always bitching about government this and government that. I in my entire life have never had except when I was actually in the Navy. Of course, when I was in the Navy, then I had the federal government down my back all the time because I'm part of the federal government. I'm in the military. Right. I mean, what do you expect?
Right.
But other than that, I never in my life have I had the federal government messing with my life.
Right.
It's always state and local.
Yep.
You know, think about all the people who own small businesses bitching about the healthcare, the health department showing up and shutting them down because somebody dropped a fork and didn't clean it properly when they picked it back up or something.
Right.
That's state or county.
Right.
That's not the federal government messing with you.
Right.
You know, all of the – of course, there is some really shady stuff going down in the federal with the federal government, especially with the military industrial complex that Eisenhower tried to warn us about, but we just didn't fucking listen.
Yep.
But the shadiest shit is going down at the local level,
of course,
because you've got all of these gigantic media outlets, you know, the New York Times and MSNBC and Fox News and CNN and ABC and NBC and CBS and all this. Everyone is watching the federal government. But do you even know who your city councilmen are?
Nobody's paying attention.
Much less no one knows what's going on.
Only until there's a big, huge screw up is when they wake up and look at the little guys.
That's right. So it's state and local government you got to worry about. And I like your analogy of little sister.
I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Because you know what? Your little sister tells on you.
Little sister is corporate America.
Big brother is watching
you.
Little sister tells on you.
He's got no need. Yeah. And that's exactly what's happening.
Yes.
That's exactly what's happening.
That's right. So, when the revolution starts, I'm on your side.
There you go. Slapping the little sisters all over the place.
Well, on that note.
Awesome.
I guess we're done. Hey, this is now any shows coming up?
Anything you want to plug in the near future? Unfortunately, I think I'm supposed to do teasers in December. I think TK is doing some big all-star, superstar thing. You know, he likes to put like 30 comedians in one afternoon.
Yeah.
And give a...
in this town always seem to have too many comedians on.
Why I don't perform in town.
I would do a 1.5 hour show maximum.
Sure.
If I were booking shows, I'd have a 1.5 hour show maximum of 4 comedians, including the host.
And then you're done. That's right. That's the way it should be.
And you know, that's what all the comedy clubs up in Seattle did when I was living there.
That's
in Houston,
what most professional comedy clubs do.
And, you know, they'll have an opening act. The host will do like 5 to 10 minutes at the beginning.
Right.
Introduce the opening act, who will do 10 to 15 minutes.
Right.
Introduce the feature act, who will do 20 to 25 minutes. And then introduce the headliner, who will do 45 minutes. And he'll do a couple jokes in between.
Right.
And so you end up with a 1.5 hour show.
Right.
And by an hour and a half, the audience is usually pretty much ready.
They are done.
They're kind of done with it. You know what? It's a 2-drink minimum at all these comedy clubs.
Yep.
Everyone has had 2 drinks, and that's all they order.
Sure.
Now, and that's something that bugs me about some of those places. Because you know what? If you give me a 2-item minimum, all right, I'll order a soda and a hot dog or something. Or a soda and a burger, fine.
Right.
2-drink minimum?
Yep.
Come on. Yeah, let me order a hamburger. Let me get some food instead.
The margin's
too much for it.
The margin's much bigger on the drink.
Fine. Yeah. It's because it costs them 12 cents to fill a glass with soda that they're going to charge you $7 for.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, see, I wish I were an alcoholic. Then I wouldn't feel like I was wasting so much money when I go to a comedy club.
Yep, I'm with you.
See, if only I were an alcoholic.
Well, there's always tomorrow.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's what I aspire to be an alcoholic. That's right. That's what I do.
It's good to have aspirations and dreams.
Well, I would say that I'm going to the open mic at Ty Palms, but Ty Palms is not.
Nope, they are no more.
I've heard rumors of the situation.
Yeah.
The best information I've got is that the owner of the owner of the shopping center wanted to double the rent or something.
Yeah, the landlord was dicking around about rent is what I've heard also.
And so they were like, yeah, you know what? Forget it. Bye.
Yeah.
And I showed up there, and there was an eviction notice from the sheriff's department.
Probably.
So, you know, I don't know. I hope they open up somewhere else.
Yeah, that's my understanding is that they plan to open up elsewhere.
So, you know, good luck to them. And when they do open up again, I hope they're able to continue the comedy shows.
Yep, I think so.
There is a place going to be called the Chuckle Nut in Tower District. Their first shows are this coming Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and the 3rd.
The Chuckle Nut.
Yeah, the Chuckle Nut.
Where's that at?
Those are going to be open mics. I don't have the address right up in front of me, but I can look it up on Facebook.
That's news to me.
Yeah, their first shows are going to be Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and the 3rd of November. And they're going to be doing open mics on Fridays and a featured show on Saturdays.
Cool.
So I think I put a link to that event in the show notes last week, but I'll put another one in the show notes this week.
Good deal.
And right now I'm working evenings during the week, but I'll be going to the Saturday show to beg for stage time.
Cool.
thanks a lot for coming to do the podcast.
My pleasure.
It's really good to see you again.
Longest running podcast in the valley. It is my pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you. Well, actually, I think
you are the longest running podcast in the valley. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
God. I don't want you to fact check it. Just thank me and move on.
Okay, so you're pulling a Romney on me.
Move on.
All right, we're moving on. I just want to be clear here. He did not say acts of terror.
That's right.
Actually, he said
acts of terror. Yes.
Yeah.
He called it terrorism.
The next day in the Rose Garden, when he gave a speech, he called it act of terror.
Yes.
He did.
You've got your political.
And then everyone is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she took sides like that. Wait a sec.
It's called fact checking.
How is that sides? Well, you know what the problem is?
What's that?
Is that the truth has a liberal bias.
It does. Very much so. Very, very much so.
That's the problem. If only the truth weren't so liberal and
deal with it.
If the truth didn't hate America.
Which it does.
And it did not hate our troops.
Yep.
The truth hates our troops.
It does.
Apparently.
It does.
And on that note, I am JT Foreman here with Mike Wirtz. We are the Bitter Comics. I will talk to you again next week. Peace.
Take care, y'all.
The truth hates our troops.